Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Loving this 46 degrees. Woohoo! It's fun for a little while. I don't mind cold weather. It's okay. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Joins us every Thursday to tell us what's in the paper, a little preview before it comes out. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, the Navarre Incorporation issue looks like it's dead in the water. This has been a very contentious and very interesting process to watch because Navarre has had a lot of growth, and a lot of the people that live there say that they're not getting accurate representation for the number of people that live there. So they wanted to have more localized government and have a city. However, a lot of other people said, well, no, that's going to add a layer of bureaucracy, which we do not need. So they had a straw poll to figure out whether or not that people even supported it, what the actual number of people were that supported it. It was not a referendum, just a straw poll. And the straw poll indicated that people did not want incorporation in Navarre. So for now, the issue is going to be postponed, tabled, put in the back, on the back burner.
It's dead for at least 4 months is what I think. Because the people who really want it, and the people really don't. And they've been fighting. As long as I've lived here for 10 years, it's been something we've been fighting over. The FDLE investigation to Dr. Sharp and the opioid-related deaths and everything. This story just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
It really does. And what's sad to me is that we were aware of this issue years ago. We had people calling us saying, please do something about this. There's a pill mill. There's somebody, they're having people at this gynecologist office up until midnight. People are camping out there. What is going on? But the police did not arrest anyone. We couldn't really say anything about it until the arrest was made. And it does take a long time to build the case because you want to find out who the suppliers are and everything else. But yes, Dr. Sharp has been accused of running a pill mill. She is a gynecologist. But the FDLE now says that they have identified 40 people who died as a result of being overprescribed pain medication, which is truly sad because she did not have a license to prescribe pain medication. It just is a shame that it took so long and it continued on while people were getting, getting very dangerous drugs prescribed to them.
And I vaguely remember reading that, people who were her OBGYN patients just shocked because she was a good OBGYN. Do I remember that roughly right?
Well, she had lost her license at one point previously.
Okay.
And I believe that was for Medicare fraud.
Okay.
So it wasn't because of her OBGYN abilities, but it was for not running
something
a clean operation.
Related. Okay. All right. I thought I remembered that. Maybe I'm wrong. Fair enough. Bay Bridge owners are doing some infrastructure work. That's the subdivision or, kind of group of things when you come over the bridge on the left-hand side, right?
That's right, kind of across from McDonald's, if you're looking that way.
Got it.
And this is a complex that was built in the 1980s. And at that time, the water system was put in by the developer. It was not owned by the city of Gulf Breeze. It did buy their water from the city of Gulf Breeze. But over the years, the infrastructure has crumbled. The water is leaking. They're paying tons of money in water fees that are going directly into the groundwater or off into the sound. And it's also kind of corrupting the driveways and the walkways, and they're having to repair that. They have all kinds of trouble there. About once a week, the water is shut off entirely while they do maintenance. So it hasn't been a great situation. So they are going to they asked the city to help them, and the city is going to cost about $2 million, which means about a $25,000 assessment for each person who owns either a condo, a business, or a home in that area. But it is still beautiful. You get a great view of the Bay Bridge and, of course, the bay. It's a really nice complex other than that. So once it gets fixed, it'll be even better.
You know, I don't know how often privately built and developed water infrastructure, storm drains and stuff, you know, roads. I don't know how often that goes right, but I can tell you so many times it goes so wrong. It is so expensive for the homeowners who live in places where and so many times it has happened here in this area. It's amazing. It's amazing that anybody still does it that way because it goes so wrong so many times. You guys won an award.
No, the City of Gulf Breeze won an award.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought I misunderstood.
The Voice of the People Award. Oh, I wish it was us. No, it's the City
you
of Gulf
should.
Breeze. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But no, it was the city that won the Voice of the People Awards, which is for trust in government and excellence in parks and recreation.
Oh.
So very exciting for the City of Gulf Breeze. And, of course, to Mayor Terry Fitch, the council, and of course, Sam Abel, the city manager who really runs the show. So, yeah, really great for them. Very great.
The chamber building there on has got what rezoned? It's still there, but it's going to come down. What is the future of that building?
So that used to be where the chamber was. The chamber moved out after it was sold. That building was owned by the school board. And leased to the city. The city then leased it to the chamber for $1 per year. Anyway, someone came and bought it. And so now it's been sitting empty. At one point, it also had the community garden there.
Right.
And the owners have asked for it to be rezoned so that it can become a spa or retail project. And that was approved. So that's what they are doing right now. I'm not sure about whether they're going to do anything to the building, but it has been rezoned.
Yeah, I remember conversations with the school board back when I was on the Gulf Breeze Chamber for just, 1 year. But I sort of remember all of the hubbub over what was going to happen to all of that. Last thing is the red light contracts have been extended, right?
One more year. And, I was looking at the budget and the city does the city gets about $1 million per year, but over $600,000 of that goes to the state. So the state's raking in the money. And, of course, the city has to pay a lot of all the expenses for it. So the state, it's a good deal for the state.
No time anytime soon where you're going to be safer to speed through Gulf Breeze. We know that much. November issue is coming. The Publix Beach Bowl Cup is Friday at Dolphin Stadium. And there's all kinds of other information in the paper. Gulf Breeze News, Lisa Newell is the publisher. Lisa, thanks for keeping us informed. And maybe by next week you will win a big award.
My pleasure. Well, I would hope so. That'd be great. And I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Just got one accident to let you know about on Navarre Parkway and Sunrise Drive. It's a crash with roadblocks, so you definitely want to prepare and take an alternate route around that. Also, still seeing backups on I-10 eastbound as you roll through that construction zone, about a 5-10 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
So whenever you're thinking about who to use for a professional service, like, think about a mechanic, right? Okay. If you have a mechanic who has worked on 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 cars, well, that's one level of knowledge. If you have a mechanic who's worked on 1,000 cars, that's a different level of knowledge, right? Well, same thing for anything. A lawyer who's worked on 2 or 3 cases a year, or a lawyer who's worked on a couple hundred cases, same kind of thing. Experience matters. Well, in real estate, same thing. If you're a real estate agent and you sell a house or 2 or 5 a year, you have a certain level of knowledge and proficiency and experience. And if you have sold right around 1,000, I have not asked her for the actual total, but Christina Leavenworth, sells somewhere in the vicinity of 150 to 250 homes a year. And the number of years she's been, I think she's right around that vicinity. So 175 last year, 130 so far this year. And you get a certain level of expertise and knowledge and familiarity with what's normal and what you should say yes to and what's a reasonable price and what's an unreasonable ask. And, should you agree to replace that roof? Should you agree to replace that air conditioning unit? Those are things that you would have never thought of before, but with the changes in the insurance market in Florida, they're very much real issues that buyers are asking about because they can't get a home insured with an old roof, for example. So you want somebody who knows how to get you all the way through to the close, get over the hurdles and the bumps in the road, and, of course, who knows what's normal so you know what to say yes or say no to. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Go! Finals!
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The sea was angry that day, my friends. Like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli.
Good morning, 822 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines on this crisp October morning.
Well, weekly jobless claims are down. Fewer Americans apparently found themselves seeking unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says 241,000 claims were received for the week ending October 12th. That's 19,000 fewer than the last week. Early voting begins today in North Carolina, a key swing state where they're still, of course, recovering from Hurricane Helene. 400 early voting sites are opening across the state's 100 counties today. And a pro-Israel Columbia professor has been banned from campus for allegedly harassing university employees. The university says business school assistant professor Shai Davidai is accused of intimidating faculty members during a pro-Palestinian campus event.
Cool. All right. Thanks so much for the update. 823. Oh, you know, I just yesterday got around to watching the amazing, the J.D. Vance interview with Martha Raddatz from Sunday on This Week. Oh, my God. This is the one where she was disputing President Trump's claims that Aurora, Colorado, has been taken over by the Venezuelan gangs. This is the I'm just going to play some of it for you because this is genuinely amazing. Here goes.
We played some other comments about migrants, including in Aurora, in Colorado, where Trump said the city had been invaded and conquered by Venezuelan gangs. The Republican mayor of the city said flatly the city and state have not been taken over or invaded or occupied by migrant gangs. So do you support Donald Trump making those claims that the Republican mayor says were grossly exaggerated and have hurt the city's identity and sense of safety. I understand what you're saying, that some people left behind, but he's making these statements that the mayor is flat out disputing.
Well, Martha, you just said the mayor said they were exaggerated.
Grossly exaggerated.
Means that there's got to be some, that means there's got to be some element of truth here. And of course, President Trump was actually in Aurora, Colorado, talking to people on the ground. And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Right. And obviously, we've all seen the video. So we know with our own not lying eyes what we have seen. And so she tries to fact check him.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incident.
Because I do know what exactly happened. I know exactly what happened. Trust me, I'm the newswoman.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be.
What a brilliant response. You're right. It wasn't a full-scale invasion. It was just a couple of apartment complexes that the Venezuelan gangs took over in America. No big deal. And it's obviously Trump's fault for not describing it the way a news anchor would, and not Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's fault for having the open border policy. Oh, my God. We'll come back to this because it got even after that. It was continued to be amazing. John Pickens, Traffic on the Fives.
Oh, it gets better?
I wouldn't say it gets better. That was a pretty good line.
Okay.
But it maintains.
All right.
It maintains.
Just one accident to let you know about: vehicle crash with the roadblock on Navarre Parkway right near Sunrise Drive. It's blocking the lanes right now, so plan an alternate route if you have to. If not, you're going to be in a 20-30 minute delay on that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to this amazing segment of this interview between Martha Raddatz from ABC and J.D. Vance.
I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again.
And so you can tell she's just like champing at the bit, waiting to get in there and again push her interpretation of things, you know, her high and mighty holy fact check, because she's Martha Raddatz, right? There's the rest of it.
Unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
Okay, let's just end that with they did not invade or take over the city, as Donald Trump said. I want to move on to
just a few apartment complexes. No big deal.
A few apartment complexes that the mayor did not seem was invading the entire city.
Okay, part of being a human is knowing how to quit when you're behind. It really is important to know, I have just gotten spanked real bad. I need to not keep talking. But she can't recognize it. She thinks that the win here is to explain that Trump exaggerated something. What the? Is your complaint that he's not a very good news anchor? Welcome to Earth. Yeah. But when you say they're invading Aurora and the truth is they're taking over apartment complexes with armed Venezuelan gang members, and your response is, that is no invasion. Was it an insurrection at the White House? Or at the Capitol? Sorry? Was it? I mean, do you ever engage in exaggerated descriptions. No, but seriously, like, she just can't help herself at the end. I've got to fact check you again. No, I'm noting that. This is what I'm talking about. There's a theme. There's a theme I try to have on this show. The theme is be a person. You know, admit it when you're wrong. Acknowledge what the other person is trying to say. Be a participant in the conversation. You know what would have been great at that moment would have been for her to say, again, it's how to be a human. Maybe I ought to write a book, how to be a human, okay? And that, the step one of how to be a human is try not to say so many dumb things. But admit it. Wouldn't it have been great if she had said, God, I would have, I fantasize about these great breakthrough moments for people when they're going to really discover that they're actually people after all and not, you know, news bots or whatever they are. What if she had said, you know what, Mr. Vice President, or Senator, you know what, you're right. That was a dumb question. It really is embarrassing for a municipality to have drug gangs take over. And I don't know, I guess I just got caught up in the moment of trying to, you know, fact check again, President Trump. You're right. It's outrageous that this happens in America. Because that's the right answer. When your opponent is right, admit it. When the person you're interviewing gets something right where you challenge them on, admit it. Be a human.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Israeli military says it's trying to confirm whether Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar is killed in an airstrike in Gaza.
The Israeli military says it was going after dozens of militants from Hamas and Islamic Jihad who'd gathered inside a building in northern Gaza. It's described as a command center and the attack as a precise strike.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The latest Fox News poll shows former President Trump up 2 points against Vice President Harris nationally. Harris on Fox is asked if she owes an apology to the mother of a woman murdered by a man in the country illegally.
I'm so sorry for her loss. Sincerely. But let's talk about what is happening right now with an individual who does not want to participate in solutions.
Because she says Trump had Republicans vote against a bipartisan border security bill so he could use illegal immigration as a campaign issue. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a bit chilly this morning, 48 degrees and sunshine in Pensacola today. Well, there are reports that some ECAT bus stop benches around Escambia County have been removed. Channel 3 reporting today that the bench at Massachusetts Avenue and W Street was recently removed. An Escambia County spokesperson says ECAT has been evaluating bus stop locations for cleanliness, safety, and ease of access. And some benches have been removed due to issues involving homeless individuals, which led to complaints from ECAT riders. Right now, there's no word how many benches have been removed or if they'll be replaced. At some point, 8 men facing drug charges after a years-long law enforcement operation called Last Supper wrapped up in Santa Rosa County. Sheriff Bob Johnson held a press conference yesterday where he presented a diagram of an illegal drug distribution chain, which he says had been operating in the county. At the top was a man known as Preacher, 41-year-old David Kennedy of Milton.
Back when I was in narcotics in the 90s, he was a target for us. That's how long he's been selling dope in Santa Rosa County. So this dirtbag hopefully will go to prison and not get out anytime soon because we're tired of dealing with him.
Sheriff Bob Johnson there, and Kennedy and another man, 52-year-old Roosevelt Tawn Jones, face federal conspiracy charges. Another 6 men face various state charges of either drug trafficking or drug possession in this case. As a result of the operation, law enforcement says they seized 5.6 kilos of cocaine, large quantities of fentanyl, meth, hydrocodone, marijuana, and THC edibles. They also seized $65,000 in drug money and 8 guns. Well, the debate on the legalization of marijuana will be settled next month with Amendment 3 that would legalize the possession and use of recreational marijuana for adults over 21.
If this passes, the legislature still has the ability to regulate where marijuana can be consumed, meaning, you know, you're not going to necessarily have this massive, uprising of people smoking in public. You may initially until legislators or local governments regulate it, but it wouldn't be a guarantee that that would occur.
State Representative Alex Andrade, he talked with Channel 3, and the amendment would allow for an individual to possess up to 3 ounces of pot. It would not allow people to grow their own. Florida law would require a 60% approval for that amendment to be put into the Constitution. Santa Rosa School District says they are investigating potential financial improprieties involving an employee or possibly employees of the school district. Right now, there's no information that's been released on this investigation, such as the name or names of the employees. The sheriff's office did confirm that FDLE is also involved in the investigation. And today is the beginning of the Pensacola Interstate Fair. That'll open up tonight at 4 p.m. with Dollar Day. Admission is $1 for anyone ages 4 and up, and rides are $1 each as well today. The fair runs through October 27th. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Working a couple of accidents right now on Navarre Parkway and Sunrise Drive. Still dealing with a roadblock in that situation. Also, had another one that just happened on East Burgess Road and Old Palafox. No roadblock associated with that one, but I am seeing some delays. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. We do have sunshine right now. It's 48 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 45 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Our markets are up this morning. The Dow is up 159 points at 43,236. S&P 500 is up 22 points at 5864. The NASDAQ is up 92 points at 18,459. Your 10-year bond rate is up a bit at 4.07%. Gold price is up $9.30 at $2,700. Silver price is down 3 cents, $31.94. And Bitcoin down just over 1,000 today at 66,689. Retail sales were up 0.4% over last month in September. Numbers were released today from the Census Bureau. That's well above the 0.1% rise in August and above market expectations. The Federal Trade Commission making it easier to cancel digital subscriptions. They say they would like to put a final click to cancel rule into effect. That would require sellers to make it as easy for consumers to cancel their enrollment as it was to sign up. And Threads is going to show when its users are online. Meta's answer to X is about to make that the default setting for all accounts. Users can turn off the feature, but when they do, they also won't be able to see when others are online. It's 8:36. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's.
Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Peterborough Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Peterborough Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peterborough Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today, this is going to cause some of you to have an eye twitch, okay? I just know that it will, all right? Today is National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. So today is the day when they want you to do things like delete the unused screenshots, declutter your digital desktop on your computer, just generally delete things. And also just, you know, think about whether you really need to have all of that stuff. So 437-1620. My question for you is, what does your digital desktop look like? And what kinds of things do you put there? So John, I'm going to take a guess at you. You and I have been working together for now, what, 4 months?
Five
months? Yeah. Okay. All right. My guess about you is that your digital desktop is clean and organized and doesn't have a lot of clutter on it.
You're right.
Yes. How many icons? Okay, so I know on a on my computer screen, there's a space for about 200 icons. It's 10 vertically and 20 across. I just counted. I was curious. How many icons are on your computer desktop? I'm gonna guess for you, 20.
Eight.
Eight. Oh, you're a super minimalist. Okay. It's probably like the recycle bin, Google Chrome, or not, I don't know, whatever.
Safari.
Okay. And a couple of other programs, maybe a folder launch or something like that, and that's about it, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I love that I know you. How many do I have?
You've got, I would say, 20.
No, a little more. 36. I just counted. 36.
Oh.
Which out of 200 isn't so bad.
No.
You ever met somebody who's got, like, they've got 200 icons, yes, and then they've got a second page.
Yes. And I'm like, you know what where is?
It makes my eye twitch. It does. I look at it like, how do you find anything? Like, but, so here's the funny part. My in-life desk, my wife would say, you are in no position to judge anybody for clutter.
Oh, so your desk at home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the things that are on the desk are things I haven't yet shoved in a drawer.
Right.
Which is my style.
Ask her for a picture.
No.
Yes,
no,
I need to see it.
We're not doing that. And periodically, so she's a dust Nazi. She likes to dust often, you know? And so when she does, she makes me clean off my desk, and I just usually put it on the floor and then put it back up on the desk.
Really?
Well, I mean, what am I going to do? Process it? Come on now. 843 on News Radio 92.3. Okay, so I don't know quite how to ask this question. I apologize. I normally have a really good, tight focus question for you. This is more of a, do you have a cluttered desktop? Does a cluttered desktop bother you? How important is it to have a clean one? Maybe how many icons do you have on your digital desktop, on your main computer? That's kind of the question, I guess. 437-1620, as it is, what is the actual national day of? National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Clean? Yeah. No, you just buy a new computer is what you do. Okay. when the old computer has too much stuff on it, you just buy a new computer, right? Because it takes too much time to delete all those files. Okay, 437-1620. Oh. I'm going to read this. Somebody says, don't read this one out loud.
And of course, what you do.
But of course, I'm going to read it because it's funny. I'm not identifying anybody. So much porn. It's just all over the place.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I don't know where the... I assume they're joking. I'm, you know, because I assume you're joking.
At least
they
know
so funny.
Videos what.
Just set up my new laptop and I only have 10 icons and it all get used. Will it last? Well,
probably
last.
Not.
Yeah. I think there's really
Especially
kind of...
Especially over on Windows.
I think the big divide in desktop management is between people who really try to keep it clear and try to keep it to only a few things that they use routinely, and then people who just don't try, and therefore they'll save every old Word doc to the... Don't save regular files to your desktop. What is, why? Why? The only thing that goes on my, and this is just me speaking for me personally. The only thing that goes on my desktop are programs I use a lot, okay? Shortcuts to folders, because I have lots of folders in which for my job, for my sound clips, for my bumper music, for my show prep, for the woe unto all who offend soundbite, you know, that kind of stuff. I have lots of things that I use a lot of, and so I keep those on the desktop that are, you know, either folder shortcuts or files. But otherwise you can't find anything and I got to be able to find it. Usually I got to be able to find it fast. That's crucial for me. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says I like to keep things pretty lean and clean, not much to clean up. On the other hand, my garage,
I'm like, you haven't seen my desk at work.
Well,
so.
That's the funny thing is I think people can be super tidy in one area of life and then be just a super hot mess in some other area or maybe many other areas. There are very few people who I think are across the board clean. You know, my wife is actually like that. She's very much a, you know, everything's tidy, minimalist, limited, get rid of it. So we are a perfect mismatch on this, which makes us a good couple, right? You know, opposites attract, right? John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on Navarre Parkway and Sunrise Drive. They're trying to get it out of the lanes, but first responders are on the scene dealing with that. So it does have roadblock with it. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, my son, my oldest son, is a desktop Nazi about it. I mean, you know, he actually has a lot of programs on it, but it's organized in a perfectly symmetrical pyramid. Like it.
That's your child.
It's a combination. That's the artistic me, you know, and the militant organizational my wife. Okay, so. Between us, he's got all the good stuff. 437-1620. Somebody says, too many icons don't make finding things any easier. Right? Correct. Somebody says, I have 76. Ooh. That's more than, well, that's about a third, a little bit more than a third. 67 on it, like at least on my desktop is 200. I suppose it probably depends on your screen resolution and stuff like that. But, and, you know, some people have second monitor screen. Are they both full? Plus the extras. Oh man. Yeah, I'm definitely a folder user when it comes to things. This is my bookmarks are into folders. I have a lot of bookmarks. I have a lot of files and they're always organized into folders so that I can find them more easily instead of just all thrown up there like monkey poo or something. somebody says 119 on my virtual desktop, and this is what my home office looks like. Well, when we find you buried and dead underneath all those papers, there's a part of me that rationally knows, and this is both the clutter on the laptop and also on the regular desktop is, I'm my like real in life desk is there's a part of me that knows that I waste time looking for things on my desk. And there's the other part of me that's like, but I don't have time to prevent wasting time. Or I'm just not willing. Lazy, I suppose. Unmotivated. My wallpaper, somebody says, is a shot crammed full of icons. I only have 4 active icons lined up over the corresponding wallpaper ones.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Somebody walks by and go, oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what it just reminded me of? You know what a whole other subject we need to have is, do you hide your quick launch bar or have it on permanently? We'll talk about that. And where is it on the screen? That different day. Different day. We got time. 437-1620. Somebody says, I'm pretty clean. I don't like a lot of stuff on my desktop. Too much clutter freaks me out. I know where to find everything that I want to look up. That's crucial. Somebody says, if you use a large screen TV as your monitor, you can have more icons.
Oh, boy.
You can have 100 legible icons. It only takes up 3/8 of the desktop. You can feel more organized. My wife asks me, have you seen my shoes? I replied, have you seen your desktop? At least 100 icons. No wonder she can't find anything. Somebody says, I'm psycho-organized. Everything is alphabetically and chronologically organized. I've even cleaned up other people's desktops. Oh. Walk with me, though, on this. Have you ever had an update restart on your computer and it shuffled all of your icons into, like, whatever place it thinks they ought to be on the left-hand side? Just all of it. Like, it ruined your desktop? Oh. Just.
My Mac doesn't do that. I know. Join the cult.
I figured you'd go there. 437-1620. Somebody says, I hide all of my icons. From whom? Anyway, so there you go. That's your question of the day. Tidy, cluttered. How many icons do you have on your desktop? So it says 15 arranged in 3 vertical rows on the left edge of the screen. Aw, I admire you. I do have them clustered. Folder shortcuts, program shortcuts, particular files I need to use. And okay, can I? I'll just. I feel like this is just my freebie. This is just going to make your life better. However you do your desktop icons, customize the icon. There's a little, just right-click on the whatever it is. If it's, especially if you put a lot of folders on your desktop, which is what I do, go in the customize icon and find a picture that is interesting to you. You will find things so much faster because your brain learns from pictures a lot more than from text. And then you don't have to read what that is. Just make a picture. That's my one little teeny tiny computing tip for you. I don't feel like I'm an expert in this area at all, but I will tell you organizationally, create picture icons for your folders instead of just using the blank folder icon. That will accelerate your quickness to getting to things. John, agreed?
Oh, I agree.
Completely agree.
Yeah, because you did that on this computer over here, and it makes it quite easy.
Yeah, because it's very easy to see. And then when it comes up, even in, like, if you're opening a program, in a program and you're opening folders, you can see the icon there too. And it's
exactly,
no matter where you're opening the folder from, you see that icon, and that makes your brain, that's where I need to go. It's so much easier. Hey, if you're thinking about a change of life, a change of occupation, maybe you want to learn about computing and technology and how to clean up other people's desktop. I don't know. Or you want to get a degree, you don't have one already, or you want to take a course in literature or drama or, you know, history or physics. Pensacola State College is a fantastic resource for you. You know, we used to call them community colleges or junior colleges. Now we call them state colleges for a variety of reasons. But it really is meant to be an easy-to-access institution of higher learning for almost anybody. And one of the things, like my personal experience with PSC, aside from loving to use their athletic facilities and, you know, their events and their plays and, I mean, all of that, art shows and whatnot, we just love it because dual enrollment, where the kids went to high school and college at the same time, came away with a year and a half worth of college credit. So when they went to UWF, they already were sophomores and a half, had, and for homeschoolers, had great classroom experience, and it's free. Dual enrollment is free, so anybody in high, and books are free. Like, it is a great deal. There's so many great deals on education in Florida. Anyway, campuses in Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East, plus great disc golf, at least in Milton. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Hey, Andrew.
What did I do?
We've got tickets to give away.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm so just, glad you reminded me because yes. I forget. Celtic Thunder. Celtic Thunder is coming next Wednesday. So 6 days away, Celtic Thunder, the Irish singing group, well known. They've been coming here for years, so you know them. 2 tickets to the Sanger next Wednesday for Celtic Thunder Odyssey. Call fast. Caller number 1 right now, 437-1620, and I won't even make you do any dancing.
Experience the captivating musical journey with Celtic Thunder in their brand new show, Odyssey. Join Damian McGinty, Emmett Cahill, Neil Byrne, and Ronan Scollard as they explore a fusion of traditional and contemporary Celtic music, a mix of great new songs and beloved fan favorites. In Odyssey, Celtic Thunder continues their musical evolution.
Get your tickets now for Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theatre on October 23rd.
Beachoween is back on Friday from 4 to 8. Bring the family out to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk to enjoy a free night of fun. Bounce houses, games, face painting, food, and
a Cat Country Kids costume contest.
This freaky fun event is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate Beachoween on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk from 4 to 8 on Friday. It's Beachoween.
Trick or treat!
During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity. Using multi-factor authentication can be a line of defense to help protect your personal information. But LifeLock offers comprehensive protection against identity theft. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code. Terms apply.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He's escaping, idiot!
Dispatch War Rocket Ajax to bring back his body.
Gotta be honest, fellas, it's sounding pretty good, but I need a little more cowbell. 8:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can never hear cowbell played in the song and not think of Christopher Walken, right? John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident that happened on Navarre Parkway and Sunshine Drive. It's now been moved onto the side of the road, but I'm seeing delays in both directions. And other than that, I-10's looking good. I-110's looking good. I'm John Pickens with their traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, so the latest, as far as I know, on the F-18, the EA, the E variant, the Growler. It's, I guess it's not an F, it's an EA. Anyway, electronic attack. We did find out yesterday that they have found the wreckage. They have not found the pilots. And it's at Whidbey Island in Washington. And we don't yet know what happened. The Navy's not saying anything. They typically don't say much. Obviously, we're hoping for the best for these pilots and hoping that somehow they manage to survive. But, you know, obviously worried about the worst. And just a reminder, because, you know, not everybody knows. And, you know, part of my job is to kind of, you know, remind you of these things. Most of the pilots in the Navy train at NES Whiting Field. They train, you know, about two-thirds. Okay, of the pilots, you know, all of your aviators start at NES Pensacola and they go through their preliminary. But also the Growlers, okay, that's a front and back seater, so that's a naval flight officer. NFOs train at NES Pensacola. That's Training Wing 6. So Training Wing 5, at least, you know, chances are they got their flight training. The pilot got the flight training at Whiting, and 100% the backseater got training at NES Pensacola, Training Wings 5 and 6. So these are our people, you know, not just because they're in the Navy, but because they came through here, and it's not a very big community. And so, you know, just thinking about them, their families, the community, and that every day these folks get up, and especially the ones who are training here, they get up and go up in the air and they take their lives in their hands. And they're getting ready to go on an endeavor where their lives are at risk every time they go up for a training mission. And, it's something that we, of course, have to be reminded about. It's a horrible byproduct of the necessity of human nature and the need to prepare for war so that you can discourage war, which is what we try to do. It's a very costly in money and people endeavor to deter aggression around the globe. And that's what our Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Army, that's what they do. Space Force is deter aggression. It doesn't come at no cost. And so we just want to, you know, take a second and think about how that's connected to us, even though we don't know who it is. And, you know, certainly we are still hoping for the best, but obviously fearing for the worst based on what we know at this point. Deanna Oleski, the medical examiner, is going to be here tomorrow, 6:35 tomorrow morning.